So the shooting is not, again, the things that are the same, member of Congress, deranged wacko, shooting people. There's your similarities there. You're going to be regaled all day long today and for the next two or three weeks. It is just like after Gabby Giffords. And we're going to hear nonstop platitudes about gun control and about quelling the level of rhetoric and violence and all the hate speech that's out there and hate groups and about how, well, the remnants of the Tea Party, these people are wackos, this and that and the other, blah, blah, blah. Look, I can write the newscast. Celeste, you didn't have to write a newscast. I can, for 8 a.m., I can write it for you right now. I can tell you exactly what they're going to say. It's so ridiculously predictable. But here's the point. Hate speech does matter. And we now know that James Hodgkins was in a bromance with Bernie Sanders, former presidential candidate, and the subject just a couple days ago of, so wait a minute, what y'all telling me and what y'all telling this committee is that you believe, you really believe that this guy, this Jesus Christ guy, you really believe that if you don't believe in him, that you're condemned. You really believe that, Mr. Vaught? Well, Senator, no. I went to Wheaton College, Senator. They have a creed. They have a creed. I didn't say it. They did. As a Christian, blah, blah, blah. I talked about this during the campaign. Many, many times on this show. Even when this show was on the old station in the old country on the Sirius XM Patriot channel, I talked about it. Bernie Sanders was invited to speak at Catholic University. Big mistake. Stupid mistake. Error has no rights. Bernie Sanders was invited to debate the Nephilim spawn of Margaret Sanger and Lucifer himself, and the personage of Mrs. Clinton at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. Not once, but twice. Mrs. Clinton and Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren.